At one point or another, we all feel overwhelmed by the circumstances in life. Perhaps you're experiencing unexpected challenges or unmet expectations, and as a result, you wonder if you're going to be stuck in this situation forever. I'm John Fuller, and we do have some hope for you from Kay and Mylan Yurkovich. They're counselors who want to help married couples thrive. And here's part of a conversation that Jim Daly and I had with them.
Kay and Mylan, there are circumstances that are somewhat in our control in our marriages, things that we can do that can alleviate stress, reduce stress. You're never going to eliminate all stress. That's not the goal. As you said several times, stress is a part of life.
That's right.
I'm thinking, because of our work in foster care, Jean and I, we've had a number of kids in our home. They're in such distress.
Oh, yes.
And their parents, some are coming from single-parent homes, et cetera. They're in such distress. And I'm thinking of a situation, maybe people who have a severely handicapped child in some form, mental, physical, whatever it might be. It's not that they're going to wake up tomorrow and that's going to be gone. So the stress is almost perpetual.
Yes.
What does that couple do, particularly within the context of their marriage, where that stress is on the short term, midterm, not going to go away? There's no way to make it go away. It's going to be ever present. What can they do to cope with that kind of stress and do better?
Continually comfort each other. Provide.
Make that the priority.
Make that the priority to say, so how are you today with this stressor? From day to day, you're going to vary on your capacity to cope, how you feel. You will go up and down in terms of some days you'll be more positive and upbeat. Other days you're not in great shape. Stay in touch with each other. Know what's happening every single day. Offer comfort. Offer relief. Offer support that can actually be literal. I'll tell you what. Why don't you go out? I've said to Kay many times, why don't you go do something to recharge your battery and go do whatever that is. I'll take over for a while, and then we'll come back and we'll take turns. But we'll know what each other's emotional state is.
Yeah, self-care is so hard in those circumstances because the stress is so constant.
There's no relief.
Well, and that's why you have to create relief, whether it's respite care, whether it's, someone that will help you relieve you.
Or spouse relieving the other spouse.
Or going back and
minimally.
Forth between the spouses. Yeah. But I would say, paying attention to self-care and then processing with each other away from the kids or after they're in bed, legitimate anger and legitimate sadness. Mm-hmm. These are real emotions that you're going to experience when you're dealing with chronic stress. And, have a place to be able to cry and a place to be able to just vent about how hard it is very important.